It happens to an estimated 400,000 Americans a year, and it happened to Dave Feeks. Feeks runs an auto body shop in a small North Dakota town. About 3 years ago, he got a call from a South Dakota bank demanding payment for $9,000 in rubber checks. Checks this Dave Feeks had not written. And so began a two-year nightmare.
He'd been to Kmart's and Walmart's and Shields and all these bigger stores. And, well, here we are Christmas shopping and trying to buy things. And we get into a department store and there's people standing all around you. And here they refuse you, take the check from you because of this. And the kids are there and they're, you know, asking why they don't take checks from us. That's pretty humiliating. And people around you always look at you like, boy, some kind of a crook, you know.
Feeks spent hours talking on the phone and filling out paperwork trying to convince unsympathetic creditors he was not responsible for the spending spree. The unpleasant experience turned unbelievable when Dave Feeks went to renew his driver's license.
When I went up there and I told him, you know, I was Dave Feeks, well, they typed it into their computer and here came the picture of my driver's license and with his picture on, she says, well, you're not Dave Feeks, this guy is. And I says, no, I'm Dave Feeks. Well, we kind of got a little shuffle, you know, and it was really, it's hard to prove to somebody that don't know you who you are, you know.
Feeks had to call in his local sheriff to vouch for his identity. He says local law enforcement took his case seriously, but few others did. Feeks says he faced hostility from credit agencies and indifference from many law enforcement agencies, including an FBI agent he asked for help.
We had the name, we had where he was working, you know, or the area he was writing checks in, and we had copies of the checks with everything else, and he said, well, it don't really matter, we got other things to do. So he was really, I mean, point blank, said, more or less, we don't care. You know, you got your problems, we got ours.
Experts say law enforcement is often unwilling or unprepared to investigate identity theft. Craig Welkin is FBI agent in charge in Fargo. He says no statistics are kept on identity theft. He says it's often seen as a paper crime, not worth the effort and expense it takes to investigate.
Well, the big problem is it's very difficult to find these people because they frequently will change the identifications they have fairly quickly. So they may use your identity for a period of time and then they discard it. So in maybe 2 months, they've done a great deal of damage. And they've discarded it. There's no further way to track them.
The man who stole Dave Feeks' identity and trust is a case in point. Alan Ray Rick served a short sentence for attempting to buy a new truck posing as Dave Feeks, but stole another identity within weeks of getting out of jail. Rick has used so many aliases, some law enforcement records don't even have the right information. Rick is now in a federal prison after a recent conviction on bank fraud charges. Some identity thieves use high-tech chicanery to get personal information from cyberspace, but experts say most, like Alan Rick, use decidedly low-tech methods. To steal Dave Feeks' identity, he simply called the state of North Dakota and bought a copy of Feeks' birth certificate, something easily done in most states. Beth Givens, director of the National Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, says it's too easy to get such a critical document.
You know, once you've got somebody's birth certificate, then you can get a driver's license. With the driver's license, then you can go and perhaps get a so-called duplicate of the Social Security number, and then you've got a full set of ID documents, and you're off and running.
By next year, Minnesota will require anyone asking for a duplicate birth certificate to prove they have a valid reason for wanting the document. Beth Givens says that will help stymie some criminals, but do nothing to stop the most common kind of identity theft. Most often, identity theft is as simple as dumpster diving. The credit industry sends out millions of unsolicited credit card applications every year. Many times, people simply throw them in the trash without even ripping them in half. A quick look in a dumpster behind a Moorhead apartment building illustrates just how easy it is to find these documents.
Pre-approved. Discover $5,000?
Were I of a criminal mind, I could take this pre-approved credit card application, tossed in the trash without a second thought, and be off on a spending spree. The unsuspecting victim would likely not know about the fraud for months until they discover their credit was ruined. This application will go back into the trash, perhaps for someone else to find. And this is only one of the treasures that can come from dumpster diving. Businesses often discard credit card receipts without shredding them. Banks and brokers sometimes throw out documents with social security numbers and account information. Statistics on identity theft are hard to come by since law enforcement doesn't track the crime and the credit industry gives out little information. Privacy Rights Clearinghouse Director Beth Givens says the credit industry doesn't want people to know how common the crime is. because it fears government regulation that might slow the flow of easy credit. Givens estimates identity thieves steal about $4 billion a year. She says for the credit industry, it's a cost of doing business.
They're writing it off. What's happening is they are then increasing the rates for credit, and ultimately the cost of goods is increased because of the fees that merchants have to pay to credit card companies. So we're the ones who are paying in the end.
There is a growing debate about how to protect personal information. Some advocate new laws to restrict access to public records like birth certificates. Others argue such records should remain public. New federal laws make it easier to punish identity thieves, and about 15 states, including North Dakota, have recently passed laws making identity theft a crime. But experts agree under current law, consumers bear most of the responsibility for keeping personal information private. That means consumers must be careful about giving out social security and credit card numbers, and need to destroy documents before they go in the trash. Consumers should also insist businesses they deal with do the same. There may be no way to stop a determined identity thief, but common sense may deter the opportunistic criminal looking for an easy score. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.